now. Opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage.
What a year it has been. Welcome to the first annual Cruisin' the Decades retrospective. Well, I hope it's first annual. I hope this keeps going for years and years to come. I'd say we've had a good year from launching the show in January, originally just heard on shortwave WRMI Radio Miami International, and now all of a sudden to 27 stations carrying this broadcast every week, and three more ready to go after the first of the year. It's been quite a year. So we're going to do a retrospective and some of my personal favorite songs that have graced the airwaves on Cruisin' the Decades. This is a very special year in review, or maybe a century in review. And we're just going to bounce through the decades a little bit, and we'll play some interview snippets that we've had this year. But first, I would like to start with not one, but two selections from the early teens. Not many people are very familiar with songs from the 1910s era. Very few people have a favorite song from the teens. Well, I'm going to play two of them back to back that have become personal favorites since I started doing the deep dive for this radio show. So we'll begin with a fun number by Arthur Collins from 1911. This is called Come After Breakfast. Bring along your lunch and leave before supper time on Cruisin' the Decades.
Old Jasper Green, the deacon of the church down South Carolina, he had a way of visiting folks along about eating time. The other day while on the street he met Aunt Mandy Lou and said, sometime tomorrow I'll swear to call on you. She said, call around most any day, it makes no difference. But these few words I've got to say right here in self-defense. Come after breakfast, bring along your lunch and leave for supper time. If you do that, I'm positive that I will treat you fine. For everybody's welcome at my house, whether in the rain or shine. If they come after breakfast, bring along their lunch and leave for supper time. The Women's Christian Temperance Union met last Tuesday night, and Mandy said if she could shine that she'd feel out of sight. They wrote Aunt Mandy telling her that we accept your hand. We also think a meeting now at your house would be grand. Aunt Mandy said you're just as welcome as the flowers in May. But as the food am so high now, these words I'm supposed to say. Come after breakfast, bring along your lunch and leave for supper time. If you do that, I'm positive that I will treat you fine. For everybody's welcome at my house, whether in the rain or shine. If they come after breakfast, bring along their lunch and leave for supper time. Then Aunt Mandy says, I want it distinctly understood that I does not run a restaurant and would advise any of you ladies who might feel the pangs of hunger to come after breakfast, bring along your lunch and leave for supper time. If you do that, I'm positive that I will treat you fine. For everybody's welcome at my house, whether in the rain or shine. If they come after breakfast, bring along their lunch and leave for supper time.
Over Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Song title in all of popular music history. That was Byron G. Harlan, and it's called I Like the Hat, I Like the Dress, I Like the Girl That's in It. That's from 1911. We just did two in a row from the teens. Wow, going back over 100 years on both of those, on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years in review, a retrospective episode to commemorate our first year on the air with this special radio show. I'm Brad Savage in Akron, Ohio, USA. We produce this show at an independent public radio station known as The Summit. And on this show, we're trying something different. We're going to bounce across the decades and just do some personal favorite songs that we have played in the first year on this show. So we're going to bounce forward now to the 1950s, one of the true legends of rockabilly and country western music, 1958. She is a living legend, Wanda Jackson. Let's have a party on Cruisin' the Decades.
Some people like to rock, some people like to roll, but moving and a grooving's gonna satisfy my soul. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Who was sending to the
the Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I've killed my share of engines in a thousand different fights. I was there at the little big horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more dying, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed a million men and now they want me back again, but I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't marching anymore. Now the labor leaders screaming when they close a missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't marching anymore. No, I ain't marching anymore.
Cruising from the 1950s into the 1960s, cruising the decades in a special out-of-sequence version of the show for our first retrospective year in review. So we had Let's Have a Party from Wanda Jackson from 1958. We had Phil Oakes with I Ain't Marching Anymore from 1965. That's an artist I knew virtually nothing about 12 months ago. And I've done the deep dive and really gotten to admire his songs and his political statements through music and his influence. He died very young, but what a great, great artist. That's one of his signature songs there from 1965. Cruising the Decades, Year in Review, special show, some of my personal favorite songs that we have played during our first year on the air as we have been amassing quite a list of great stations that broadcast this show, including Real Oldies 97.9 The Wren in Charlottesville, Virginia, and Community Radio WQSV in Stanton, Virginia, and one of our earliest affiliates, The Gamut, in Washington, D.C., and Frederick, Maryland. They are heard on WTOP HD3, as well as a translator and digital AM station in Frederick, Maryland. Now, coming up a little later on this show, we have a special guest, Program Director Paul Walker, of our first affiliate, KSKO, in McGrath, Alaska, a fascinating station that has hundreds of miles in their coverage zone. And people are subjected to cruising the decades each Sunday afternoon on that station all across Alaska, and you can't escape it. So we'll talk to Paul Walker, the first PD who said yes to this program. That's coming up, and we're going to bounce back now. We're doing it out of sequence, so we're going back to the 1920s for a couple of songs here. Only in recent months have I started to study the life and music of Tiny Tim. Well, on this show, we played Tiptoe Through the Tulips by Tiny Tim from the late 60s, which was a very strange surprise hit. Ah, but it's actually a cover song. We're going to play the original version by Nick Lucas, which is from 1929. This is Nick Lucas with the original Tiptoe Through the Tulips on Cruisin' the Decades.
Thank you. dolls and babies are sleeping. Silver stars are gleaming. All alone I'm scheming, scheming to get you out here, my dear. Come tiptoe to the window.
Primitive man.
Cruising through the decades, the year in review and a century in review of great music. That was Libby Holman and the Colonial Club Orchestra, late 1920s. That was Find Me a Primitive Man. We also had Nick Lucas with the original Tiptoe Through the Tulips with Me, a couple of 20s songs, but we're bouncing through the decades on this particular show, trying it out of sequence and doing a little bit of a year in review as we get to our milestone of 1 year on the air. Now, some of our newest affiliates, we would like to say thank you to Waupaca Radio, 96.3 FM in Waupaca, Wisconsin. Also, a big thank you to 91.1 The Globe, one of the greatest college radio stations in the U.S. They win tons of awards. They are at Goshen College in Goshen, Indiana. And a big thank you to Lightning 100 in Nashville. Nashville's independent radio, fiercely independent and a standalone one station operation, which is not easy in the radio business these days. So they have one station, one city, Nashville, and they make it work by being true to the music that they play. Well, this all started back in January when Paul Walker in Alaska introduced me to shortwave radio, WRMI, Radio Miami International. Paul was the one that made me aware that Radio Miami International takes independent programming from independent producers all over the world and broadcasts it. That's what their shortwave station is. So I took the Cruise in the Decades concept that we were doing on the Summit in Akron, Ohio, and made a version for WRMI. Well, then Paul Walker, who runs a great station up in Alaska, KSKO, then Paul says, well, if you're going to run it on WRMI, I'll put it on my station as well. So that's how it started. That was the first more traditional AM-FM radio broadcast was in Alaska. And we've got Paul joining us now to tell us a little bit about his unique lifestyle and radio station in the rugged area of Alaska's interior, McGrath, Alaska. Paul, tell us a little bit about KSKO and your station. I understand you have a pretty huge broadcast footprint.
Yeah, we're based in McGrath. We're about 250 miles northwest of Anchorage. We're completely off the road system, and we serve an area from about 150 miles south and west of us to an area about 400 miles northeast of us. We have another station that we don't own that carries our programming that reaches the Canadian border. So we cover an area of probably, I estimate, about 600 miles. We have one of the largest service areas of any NPR member station in the country.
Paul, what are some of the other unique things about KSKO and about your job as program director of this very special radio station?
Well, I am the only employee. I don't have a chief engineer. I don't have a secretary. I don't have a production person. So when something breaks, I have to attempt to fix it. I answer the phone. I greet visitors. What is unique about KSKO is, first of all, we've been serving this region for 41 years. We are the only source of local information, and that's a very broad term, for many of the people we serve, because for almost all of the people we serve, with a few exceptions, we are the only radio station they can hear. And when we started 41 years ago, we were a 10,000 watt AM station with one transmitter. Mm-hmm. And people said, why did you shut that down and go FM? The AM was powered by a generator, and it cost $60,000 a year to power just the AM transmitter. So we moved to lower power FM transmission sites right in the village, and it has made our operation sustainable.
Way up north. Is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow. With the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. Nuggets to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on.
Way up north, way up north.
North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand.
Said, Sam, you're looking at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jenny's hand. 'Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time.
Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome, where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on.
You're listening to Cruise in the Decades, a full century in review, our first ever retrospective episode. Thanks again to Paul Walker at KSKO Public Radio across Alaska's interior. We just talked to Paul and learned a little more about his very special radio station, the first affiliate outside of WRMI Radio Miami International Shortwave for this show. And soon that led to CKLB Radio in Yellowknife, Northwest Territories, and across Canada's north. They broadcast the show on Saturday mornings, and I just love thinking of this show being on the air over hundreds of miles or kilometers in unusual and rugged places. But the idea of sharing a broadcast and enjoying music together across vast distances, whether it's across Europe on Channel 292 Shortwave or Shortwave Radio WBCQ The Planet in Maine, and of course WRMI, our flagship station. It's pretty neat to think that we can pick these songs, and you can send in requests for these songs each week, and they're heard in such a vast geographic area. And it's all about music and bringing people together. Many styles of music, many eras of music, and the power of the radio airwaves. So now let's bounce into the 1970s, the UK punk sound. This is the Buzzcocks on Cruisin' the Decades.
We'll be right back.
decades, 100 years of music, living in the 80s. That is Killing Joke, highly influential band in the alternative music or college rock or modern rock era. I saw them just before the pandemic. I saw them in Cleveland opening for Tool. And it turns out they were a big influence on the band Tool, and they came out and did some opening slots, still going strong as a band. We also had the Buzzcocks' Ever Fallen in Love from 1978. It's a Cruise in the Decades annual retrospective thanking all of our listeners and all of our radio station broadcast affiliates for the first great year of many to come of this radio show. If you've never heard us before, normally we do one song per decade. And we do it sequentially for 100 years. So we start in the teens and then the 20s and then the 1930s and then the 40s. But we're bouncing through the decades today on this show. And we have some special guests, including Milky Chance coming up. Also, Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie did a Cruise in the Decades interview over the summer. So we're going to replay part of that as well. I'm Brad Savage in Akron, Ohio. We'd love to hear from you. Where are you listening to the show? Like, what's your location? Which radio station are you tuned in? Send me a note. Send me a song request. Brad at thesummit.fm. Once again, that's Brad at thesummit.fm. I'm in Akron, Ohio, at a public radio station called The Summit. But your request is played on all of these stations across all of this distance. And the neat thing about a request on this show is we've got over 100 years to work with. So really, any song can pretty much work, like any genre, any song. It may be a song that's special to you and your parents or your grandparents or a kid's favorite song or a wedding song. Send it on in, Brad at thesummit.fm. All right, let me set the stage for this next exclusive live recording. I went to a radio industry conference in Philadelphia in May called the Non-Convention. It's hosted for public radio stations in Philadelphia by station WXPN. Well, part of that is live performances from great artists, and sometimes there's just artists hanging around to be by all of these radio station programmers and music industry people. So that was the case with Vance Joy. And I got to go to Vance Joy's hotel room at the host hotel, the Sheraton in Philadelphia in University City. And in Vance Joy's hotel room, using minimal technology, just tiny stuff, we recorded this interview and live session. So we're going to play an exclusive Vance Joy solo acoustic song recorded in his hotel room. And now for broadcast worldwide on Cruisin' the Decades.
All right, here we go. This is Missing Piece.
I've been waiting for the tides to change, for the waves to send you my way. I see you, darling, but you pixelate. It gets hard to take these days. But we'll hold the line, I won't let go, 'cause I'll be there when you can finally make it on. And I don't mind, both know that we'll be fine when you can finally make it on. Because when I'm in a room with you, that missing piece is found. You know, when you're by my side, darling, nothing can bring us down.
I remember happy wasted days, summer's golden haze in our eyes, lifting you above the breaking waves, memories floating back to my mind. You said, hold the line, I won't let go, 'cause I'll be there when you can finally make it all. And I don't mind, 'cause we both know that we'll be fine when you can finally make it on. Because when I'm in a room, missing piece is found. You know when you're by my side, darling, nothing can bring us down. It's like when you're far away from me, I get lost in. Missing piece is found. You know when you're by my side, darling, nothing can bring us down. It's like when you're far away from me, I get lost in.
Hey everybody, Samantha Fish here, and you're listening to A Musical Journey with Brad Savage, cruising the decades, 100 years of music.
my favorite releases this year and one of my favorite current artists. She is so great. Samantha Fish with Better Be Lonely from her recent album Faster on Cruisin' the Decades. Here in Ohio, she played three shows in the Akron, Canton, Kent, Cleveland area this year. All three of those shows were sold out well in advance, and she just rocks the roof off every single time. Well, now let's set the scene for Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie. This was a media-only interview about their new album, Asphalt Meadows, and a live acoustic performance that was exclusively for Cruisin' the Decades and one station in New York. Pretty exclusive material here. Let's talk to Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie. And Ben, tell us a little bit about this first single, Here to Forever.
Yeah, so Here to Forever was one of the last songs I wrote for the record. And particularly with Here to Forever, there were a number of lyrics that I had and ideas that were all kind of related to this general sense of feeling a little bit, you know, the line that really encapsulates it is that now it seems more than ever there's no hands on the levers. Like, who is in charge, you know? And one can interpret that as who is in charge as in relation to a deity, all the way down to who is in charge of your city, you know,
yep.
or your family or whatever.
Sure.
It's like the sense of feeling a little bit rudderless and anxious about the seemingly kind of lack of an adult in the room, regardless of how you might interpret that. So the song kind of is somewhat about that and about just the, you know, wanting to kind of feel that there's some order to the chaos that we've not only lived with in our lives the last couple of years, but just, you know, the chaos of living on planet Earth.
Right.
And kind of thinking out loud as to what else there is out there.
Well said. That's Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie. And Ben, would you kindly do an acoustic version, an exclusive Cruisin' the Decades acoustic version of that song, Here to Forever? Take it away.
Hey, I'm Ben Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie, and you're on a full century journey through recorded music history. You found Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
In every movie I watch from the 50s, there's only one thought that swirls around my head now. And that's that everyone there on the screen, yeah, everyone there on the screen, well, they're all dead now. They're all dead now. And it ain't easy living above, and I can't help but keep falling in love with bones and ashes, with bones and ashes. And when the color's too bold and bright, I'm daydreaming in black and white until it passes, until it passes. I wanna know the measure from here to forever. Of God or whatever. No, these days it's so hard to relax. You gotta hold a gun to my back to make me smile, to make me smile. And the only way I seem to cope is by trying to hold on to hope. Just for a while, just for a while. I wanna know the measure from here to forever. I wanna feel the pressure of God or whatever. Now it seems more than ever, there's no hands on the lever. I wanna feel the pressure of God or whatever. Holy roller, keep rolling while the searchers keep scrolling. Of God or whatever. And now it seems more than ever, there's no hands on the levers. And I want to feel the pressure of God or whatever.
You are listening to Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music. And joining me in studio all the way from Germany, we have Milky Chance. Gentlemen, how's it going?
Good. Hello.
Thank
good.
You.
Hey, this show, the concept is 100 years of music history. So we go all the way back to like 1910, 1920, 1930. Have you guys ever listened to really old songs from like generations ago? Is that anything you've ever like studied or anything like that?
I mean, we went to high school to an intensive music course, kind of.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's a lot of like cool stuff. And actually, if you really, you know, like go deep in it and like in retrospective, I think we kind of like see how it like all passes through, you mm-hmm. know, like you can see how like there's actual like still some of it in the music today, which is crazy. But also, to be fair, I think we're that generation that just, you know, kind of turned into the digital kind of internet, YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So that really, I feel, was for us the kind of door and library for music.
Sure.
I think we both used YouTube as a radio kind of thing that we just click through and like kind of like see what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's the same thought of radio, right? Like you don't know what's coming and you kind of like get inspired or you hear something that you like. I think that's amazing.
Smoke in the sky got me feeling so blue. Burning down. Love the way we synchronize. We synchronize. Let the moment crystallize. Don't think twice. I just wanna simmer. Like the way you come on. Pretty fires all around. Tell me I'm a dreamer. Dancing on the ceiling. Wanna keep you saving sound. The way we synchronize. We synchronize.
Milky Chance from Germany, where they listen to Cruise in the Decades on Channel 292 shortwave out of Bavaria, out of Rohrbach, Germany. That was Milky Chance with Synchronize. Here's to another great year of Cruise in the Decades. Thank you for joining us.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.